profit that comes from our product all comes from Haiti. So all throughout the island, they have boats that go out, they pick up the plastic, they bring it back, people on the island sort it, and then it's sent out for recycling. After it's recycled, Santa Packaging then takes that material and they turn it into our child-resistant tubes. Every time you buy one of our pre-rolls, disposables, vapes, it's the equivalent of pulling 15 straws or 1 watt water bottle out of the ocean.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today on Raising Cannabis Capital, we are joined by Mary and Patrick Ersig from Ocean Cannabis Company. Mary and Patrick, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dan.
How are you? Thanks for having us.
I'm great, and I really appreciate you taking the time out today to talk to us about all the great work that you're doing. I've been doing research on your company, and the environmental awareness that you're creating is really inspiring. I can't wait to really jump into it, your company's commitment to improving our planet, and really dig into that. But before we do, let's talk about your company. Ocean Cannabis Company kind of seems like you're going a little bit against the grain. Like, while the rest of the industry is just can't wait to get as big as possible, you seem to be embracing this small batch boutique cannabis producer approach, which is refreshing to me. Can you maybe explain to our listeners your strategy?
We're a family owned and operated business. We're all self and privately, individually funded. We have really made our success in this business by just taking one step every day instead of trying to take 10 steps every day. We just take one step every day, and in a year, we're 365 steps. Being a little bit smaller has allowed us also to navigate some of the regulations, some of the changing. As this industry, things pop up all the time that we didn't know or didn't plan on or weren't expecting for. We're able to make changes quicker, and that has really helped us in navigating this whole emerging market. We want to do things right. We want to be the best. We want to have the best of the best product. And sometimes that's not always by making the most or being the biggest. Everyone's trying to be the Budweiser of cannabis rather than focus on really making something good and right and that really connects with the consumer. And that's a great example with the whole beer market, because you see a lot of the IPAs really connect with the consumer that's buying them.
I couldn't agree more. I think that your cannabis enthusiasts are going to be turned away from the Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch approach to producing cannabis and are going to look for companies like yours.
Yeah, we think so too. We have found that to be the case. And we're really trying to build not just customers, but loyal fans of the brand. You know, a team of people who are coming together to do something good for this world and get high, enjoy life, and enjoy cannabis at the same time, you know.
A bunch of Ocean Cannabis Company's disciples out there speaking, spreading the gospel, yeah, in other words. Go. Yeah, that's good. Tell us a little bit about your products.
We have our vape products. So we have vape carts and disposables. We have botanical terps, which come from natural organic plant matter. And then we have the live resin terps, which come from fresh frozen cannabis plants.
Okay.
We also do concentrates. So we have shatters, diamonds, sugars, dabbable concentrates, and we also do pre-rolls. So that's basically our product line. So we have a little bit of everything for everybody.
I saw on your website, and by the way, the website's great. Where can customers get these products?
Yeah, mostly in Southern California right now. We're really looking forward in the next 3 to 6 months of really expanding into Northern California, Central California. But for the most part, right in L.A. and Southern California.
It's kind of like In-N-Out Burger. You need to be within a certain radius in order to take advantage of this great stuff.
Yeah.
I want to take a short break to play you a preview of our next episode and to thank our sponsors.
Something that's biodynamic, there's a baseline requirement of using organic inputs to produce that product. However, the inputs have to be sourced locally. And that's what I really like about biodynamic, is you can have an organic product, but because there's no requirement on where those inputs come from, it's very possible to have an organic product that has quite a large carbon footprint.
Tune in on Thursday to hear the first episode of the Cannabis Dispensary Spotlight Series with Eric Pearson from Spark. And now let's get back to today's show.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the work that you're doing on behalf of, I should say, on behalf of our entire planet. I didn't appreciate how devastating plastic in the oceans are until I read through your website. And if you can take a minute just to give our listeners an idea of how plastic in the ocean has an impact on everybody. I think it's really eye-opening.
It kills like a million seabirds every year, all the plastic that's in the ocean and all the marine life that is affected. And the amount of plastic that is put into the ocean every day is like a garbage truck filled with plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a very abundant resource right now.
Jeez.
So we're really happy to be able to take some of that out.
Tell us how you do that and explain to us the whole process for your packaging, how you utilize this recaptured plastic.
Yeah, for sure. You know, let me kind of back up a little bit. When everything went from the medical market to the recreational market in California, the packaging requirements became much more stringent. You're required to have tamper evident and child resistant, and most packaging have multiple layers because of the required information that has to go on the outside of the package. And these are all great things because they help keep the consumer safe and, you know that what you're getting is what it is. But at the same time, you notice there was a big problem with waste, and a lot of people inside the cannabis industry were talking about the amount of waste that was created by all of these packaging. Our first package that came up in the legal market was huge. We looked at it, was like, this is ridiculous. We have one tube inside of another tube and a styrofoam thing and all this stuff. I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So we started to look for more sustainable options that are out there so that we could still comply with the regulations and at the same time be more sustainable. And that's when we found Santa Packaging and Oceanworks. And Oceanworks collects all of the plastic and they recycle it. And now the plastic that comes from our product all comes from Haiti. So all throughout the island, they have boats that go out, they pick up the plastic, they bring it back. People on the island sort it and then it's sent out for recycling. After it's recycled, Santa Packaging then takes that material and they turn it into our child-resistant tubes. Every time you buy one of our pre-rolls, disposables, vapes is the equivalent of pulling 15 straws or one watt water bottle out of the ocean. And I think right now we're up a little over 2 tons of plastic out of the ocean. And our goal for 2020 is about 10 tons of plastic being pulled out of the ocean.
That's just so inspiring. And what I love about what you're doing is you're not just doing it in behind the scenes, you're educating people. And I mean, you have an entire page on your website dedicated to this. It seems to be a company-wide commitment. It's one thing to do it. It's another thing to try to educate people and to try to see if we can get other people within the community to follow your lead.
You know, everybody can't be perfect. But if everyone can just do a little here and there, then that can make a huge impact. If enough people can just make small changes, using less plastic straws, buying something that's made out of recycled plastic or recycled material. There's also hemp plastic out there, which is another alternative. And doing the little bit that we can, if we get enough people to do it all together, it makes a huge impact.
It certainly does. It certainly does. And if you have an option between, you know, one that's made with recaptured plastic versus one that has not, and everything else is the same, why not do the right thing?
Why not?
I think that's great. You talked about expanding your reach. Will you be raising any money to help facilitate that?
At this point right now, we are not actively raising capital. We are, like I said, individually and privately funded. But we are absolutely willing to explore mutually beneficial opportunities in the future. So, I mean, our focus right now is really to get a good foothold in California. We believe if we can do that first, that will help us then to expand into other states.
Do it right. Keep this boutique approach going because it seems to be working great. And we've seen it that model work in the beverage industry. I'm assuming it'll play out very similarly in the cannabis industry.
Yeah, well, that's our hope. We think so, too.
Yeah.
Like you said, not everybody's looking for the the biggest, most mass-produced thing, especially the can. You know, it's you know, like you said, it's like that in the beverages, it's like that in beer, it's like that with wine.
Right, it's a whole other category. Well, we've been speaking with Mary and Patrick Ersig from Ocean Cannabis Company, and you can find all their information in the show notes today or on the MJBulls.com website. Patrick and Mary, thanks for being on the show today, and more important, thanks for your commitment to the environment. We all appreciate what you're doing. Keep it up.
Yep, thanks, Jen. Thanks for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
I'm Joyce Gerber, the creator and host of the award-winning podcast, The Canna Mom Show. And we are on a mission to enhance the impact women have on this industry as business professionals, healthcare providers, policy advocates, caregivers, moms, by sharing and preserving their stories of love and kindness, wisdom, and hope. I am so grateful to have found my tribe of Canna podcasters right here on PodConX and look forward to our work of crushing the stigma around cannabis and caregivers and building this new industry together.